Welcome back to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Everyone, my name is Emma, and I am joined today by Daniel.
Thanks for having me, Emma. I always enjoy these discussions.
Today we are going to talk about a very exciting new development in our industry, the Invest 2035 strategy.
I see, so it's the UK government's new industrial strategy, right?
Exactly. Christine Hart from Brabner's law firm recently gave an in-depth analysis, and I think it's important for our members to understand what this means for them.
Right, so what exactly is this strategy about?
Well, it's a new green paper that outlines the unique strengths and areas of untapped potential across UK industry.
I see, and how is this different from previous strategies?
It's the first new strategy in 7 years, and it's designed to transcend governmental cycles, which is really important for long-term planning.
That does sound significant, especially for an industry like aerospace where long-term planning is so crucial.
Absolutely, and it's not just about planning. It's also about attracting the inward investment needed for sustainable growth.
Right, so what areas are they focusing on?
The consultation identifies 8 growth-driving areas, including advanced manufacturing, clean energy, defence and digital technologies.
That's interesting. I wonder how these areas relate to our aerospace sector specifically.
Well, Christine points out that many of these areas are directly intertwined with aerospace development.
So, for example, clean energy could relate to sustainable aviation fuels.
Exactly, and advanced manufacturing relates to things like additive manufacturing techniques, which are becoming so important in aerospace.
I see, and what about regional development?
That's another key focus, with Manchester identified as a strategic cluster for advanced manufacturing.
That's not surprising, given the region's strong aerospace presence.
No, and the paper highlights the projected £47 billion productivity gap outside of London and the South East.
That's quite a big claim, right?
It is, but it underscores the importance of regional strategies like ours in the Northwest.
What about workforce development?
That's another key point. The paper identifies the UK's technical skills gap as a major obstacle to growth.
And that's particularly relevant to aerospace, with over 10,000 unfilled vacancies in the sector.
Exactly, so the strategy needs to address how we develop the skills to fill these critical roles.
I wonder how they plan to do that.
The paper calls for input on areas like vocational training and digital skills development.
That makes sense, especially with new technologies presenting so many opportunities.
Right, and the strategy is being built from the bottom up with input from businesses, trade unions, and local leaders.
So it's not just a top-down approach.
Exactly, the government wants businesses to shape the strategy through consultation.
That's good to hear, and how can our members get involved?
Christine mentions the True North Network as a platform for purpose-led organisations to collaborate and influence policy.
I see, and what's the focus of that network?
It has over 300 members and focuses on areas like purpose and social impact, people and skills, innovation and sustainable growth.
That aligns well with the government's ambitions, I'd say.
Yes, and the network is engaging political stakeholders through its advisory council.
So it's a great opportunity for our members to have their voices heard.
Absolutely, and with the aerospace sector poised to play a key role in regional growth, now is the time to get involved.
That's a great point, and what about regulatory frameworks?
The government is keen to understand the current regulatory landscape and identify areas that need updating.
So this could lead to changes that specifically benefit the aerospace industry.
Exactly, especially in areas like additive manufacturing and sustainable air fuels.
This strategy does seem to present a real opportunity for the sector.
It does, and Christine emphasises that businesses need to actively participate in shaping it.
Right, the government can't do it without meaningful input from the industry.
That's right, and with the right collaboration, we can make this strategy a success.
I'm glad we had this discussion, Emma. It's given me a much clearer understanding of the strategy.
I'm glad to hear that, Daniel. For more information on the True North Network and how to get involved, visit the Brabner's website.
Thanks again for having me, Emma.
Thanks for joining me, Daniel. That's it for today's episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.